The mercy to the world, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا، وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو، جان ہے وہ جہان کی، جان ہے تو جہان ہے. It wasn't for the creation of Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was nothing. If it wasn't for that beautiful creation, there would be nothing. He is the life and soul of the universe. And the life and the soul continues, so the universe continues as well. Salu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, welcome back to YOLO Series 3, The Mercy to the World. Alhamdulillah, I'm going to start with a blessing of Durood-e Paak. The Day of Judgment. Billions and billions of people on the plains of the earth. Accountability in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for everything you did. So there is a beautiful narration about a person who's brought to the scales. His deeds are weighed, his good deeds are light, his bad deeds are heavy. And announcement is made, take him to the fire of hell. As he's being taken away, Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped the angels. They say, where are you taking this ummati of mine? They say, Ya Rasulullah, his deeds have been weighed and his good deeds were less. He's been sentenced to the fire of hell. Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised the Mubarak hands in the court of Allah and said, Ya Allah, you promised me that you would make me happy in relation to my ummah. An announcement is made, bring him back to the scales. And they start to weigh his scales again and his deeds again on the scales. And he's thinking, why? They've already done this. I know what my good deeds are. I know what my bad deeds are. The bad outweighed the good. But when they finish weighing, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam step forward. The good deeds are less. The bad deeds are heavier. Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then take out a piece of paper from their pocket Mubarak and they place it on the good deeds. Suddenly the good deeds get heavier, and on that day heavier will rise. So they rise up, announcement is made, take him to Jannah. As the angels are taking him away, he's looking back and he says, who are you? Who is the one who saved me? Tell me who you are. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am your prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, what was that thing that you placed on my good deeds? And Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is the Durood-e Paak that you read upon me with love and affection. I knew that you would need it one day, and therefore I kept it for you and used it today to get you out of the difficulty you were in. Subhanallah. Piyar Islami, wherever you are, whenever you're in difficulty, the one universal solution, whether it's in this world or the hereafter, is Durood-e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we're going to move to a beautiful kalam. We've got a magnificent kalam for you. For those who have been listening to Lats for many years, it's a very old kalam that we used to hear when we were young. But alhamdulillah, we've now got it in a new format with a beautiful voice and a beautiful face to go with it. Our beloved Naat Khan, Rukni Shura Abdul Habib Bhai, has done this kalam, and I'm sure you will enjoy it as well. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Roshan kar kar qabr be kason ki hai sham'e jamale Mustafa aankhon mein chamak ke dil mein aa ja Mustafa-i سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا درد کے ماروں نے چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے اس درد سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے آتا دل ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا
What a beautiful kalam. And for those of you who have been listening to the lads for a long time, you remember this is an old kalam, but very beautifully done by Rukneshwara. Brought back a lot of sweet memories. Alhamdulillah. Decorate your lives with the nati paks of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will bring smiles to your face, and then your children will also have in years to come these beautiful memories of nati paks as well. Salu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the world.
Now, alhamdulillah, on this beautiful journey in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were on the 10th year after the announcement of prophethood. And as I mentioned before the Nati Pak, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was put through great difficulty, and the companions were, and how they were isolated in a particular valley in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and how then when they came back, that year became the year of sorrow, because their uncle Abu Talib and their blessed wife, Hazrat Khadijat al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, left this world. Now, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed them, laid them into their beautiful grave with their own merciful hands. But the struggle still continued. There was great enmity and stubbornness in the people of Makkah, and they weren't accepting this message, and they continued to persecute the Muslims. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought, maybe in the surrounding areas, people would take this message of Islam, people would come into the fold of Islam. So Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to a particular area, Taif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were three brothers who were in charge of the clan, and they, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, journeyed to this city, which was quite affluent. It was a posh area in the Arabian Peninsula. And so, led by the Umayr family. And there were three brothers, and they ruled at that area, and they were the head of the clan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented the beautiful message of Islam. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the ayah mubarakas of the glorious Quran and invited them to Islam. But these wretched individuals didn't take heed. Not only did Nauzu billah min zalik, they were ignorant, but they were very abusive. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to leave. Their evilness was such that when Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left, they got youngsters and young men to go after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and hit Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with stones and shout at him and abuse him. Allahu Akbar. These youngsters, these people followed the best of creation and started to throw stones. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to bleed, and the evilness and the very callous nature of this attack was that they would throw stones at the blessed feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nalaini mubarak, they became filled with blood. Allahu Akbar. The sandals were soaked, and it became very unbearable. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take rest, these people would pick them up and then shove them on the way. How evil their actions were. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start to walk again, and they would then again hit the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with stones. Now when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with a servant, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. He would stand in front of the stones, he would try to protect Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He too was bleeding, he too was injured. He did everything within his power to protect the best of creation. But in the middle of this valley, in this prosperous town with all these people throwing stones, Allahu Akbar, it was a very, very tough time. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam eventually found refuge in an orchard. And the orchard belonged to a well-known kafir of Makkah, Utbah. Even though he was a disbeliever, he and his brothers felt compassion and sympathy towards Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they allowed him and Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu to take refuge. And they let him rest in the orchard. And there was a Christian slave, Adas, who brought a bunch of grapes to the best of creation. And he served these. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as he was served with these grapes, despite the condition, Mubarak recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in the name of Allah, and he began to eat them. Surprised by this, this Christian slave, Adas, he said, no one utters such a word in these areas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where are you from? So he said, I'm from Ninave. And the Messenger of Allah then said, from the town of your brother, the righteous Yunus, he was a true prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, and so am I. Moved by the emotion, Adas immediately kissed the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kissed the feet Mubarak of Akakreen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and recited the kalma and became a Muslim. Wow! Look, the people of Taif, what they do. And then the destiny of this slave changes. He just serves grapes and hears Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And that gets him to the grand status and Jannah, subhanAllah. During this journey, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also traveled to Nakhla. And there was a beautiful incident that happened there. But before I go into that, at this time when Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was persecuted by the people of Taif, because he wanted to give them the keys to Jannah. He wanted to reform them. He wanted to guide them to the true one and only religion and the true one and only God. He was hit with stones. Hazrat Jibreel Amin, he appears before the best of creation. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has seen the conduct of your people with you and has heard what your people have said. He says, the angel of mine says, your Lord has sent me to you for you to instruct me as you wish. What then do you command? If you desire, I can append the two great mountains of Makkah upon them. So basically, I can crush these people who have persecuted you, who have tortured you, who have thrown stones at you, who have abused you, between these two mountains and the best of creation, the mercy to the world. This is the essence of our program. The mercy to the world. What does Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? What would a normal person say in these situations? You know, these people have pelted the best of creation with stones so much that the body Mubarak is bleeding, the Nalain Mubarak are full of blood. And Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, I'm not going to pray for their destruction. I have hope that Allah will bring forth from their descendants those who will worship Him alone and who will not ascribe any partners to Him. This was the mercy to the world. Even those who treated Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so badly got the mercy from the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, on the way back, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled to Nakhla. This was a town, an area, and there Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets up for tahajjud, to pray tahajjud. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting the glorious Quran. Now the Quran is amazing. Can you imagine, you know, when you listen to beautiful recitation of the Quran, the hair on the back of your neck stand up, you get goosebumps, and you can feel the Quran flowing through your mind and body and soul and heart. And the true beautiful recitations just mesmerize you and take you into a different world and into a trance. That is, you know, our qaris of today reciting. You know, the great sheikhs and the great qaris, and they completely mesmerize people. Can you imagine what it would have been like at that maqam in Nakhla, where the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reciting the glorious Quran, And at the time of Tahajjud, wow, it must have been an amazing scene. And the results were magnificent as well. A group of jinn were there at that point. They hear the recitation of the Quran and they embrace Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, this is just a wonderful recitation. What is this? This is the Quran. And they accept Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jinns. And these jinns then return home and they relate the incident to their fellow families and everybody they know. And droves and droves of jinn come to Mecca and embrace Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the glorious Quran mentions this incident in Surah Jinn. You know, amazing, amazing. Surah Jinn, when you read it at the beginning, it says, you know, they heard this recitation and they were just so moved by it, subhanAllah. So jinns start to come into the fold of Islam. So now, it's not just the Muslims, because Islam is spreading. Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preaching the deen. Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to people, knocking on doors and trying to get them into the fold of Islam. But not only are people coming into the fold of Islam, but jinns are also, and the message is spreading amongst the jinns. Subhanallah. You know, this whole incident was amazing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to give the keys of Jannah and all the difficulties that Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And these people did not accept Islam. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the vision of the best of creation, that even if they don't accept, maybe their children will. But on the journey back, Adadas accepts Islam, or Adas accepts Islam. And then jinn, alhamdulillah, look at the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal. Jinns come into Islam in groups and massive armies, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Now, when the people of Mecca heard what had happened in Taif, rather than have sympathy, these wretched people upped their persecution of the Muslims. They made it even more difficult for the Muslims, and they increased their barbaric nature. The events of Taif gave them encouragement, and the leaders decided that they needed to subject the Muslims to much more difficulties to try and put an end to Islam, to dissuade Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah azza wa jal, from spreading this word. They knew what the reality was, that day by day this deen was spreading. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would continue the mission though. Akka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit tribes, visit villages, give them the glad tidings of Islam. And during the Hajj season, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go there and would propagate the deen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to famous festivals and meet people. So villages, tribes, look at the way that the best of creation worked. Look at the way that the companions worked. Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy to the worlds. You know, the very reason for the creation of the world, going from door to door, going from village to village, going from event to event. And in all these, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great events where many tribes would come for festivals and carnivals, and the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come and invite people to Islam. And the wretched people of Makkah, people like the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Lahab, would come there, follow the best of creation and tell the people, don't believe him, don't believe him. We tell you that he is lying and that they don't listen to anything he has to say. But despite this, gradually people were coming into the fold of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once accompanied by Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar when he approached Banu Duhul and invited them to Islam. This was a tribe, there were a couple of tribes there. And the leader asked, O Qurayshi brother, what do you invite people towards? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I invite you to that. Allah is one and I am his messenger, and began to recite verses of the Quran. Those who were present were deeply moved, but regretfully said, how can we abandon the religion of our forefathers that we've been following for centuries in the blinking of an eye? We are also subjects of the king of Persia, and we've sworn loyalty to him alone. Nevertheless, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged this, but they were so impressed by the best of creation. And Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is the helper of this beautiful religion of Islam. Then in that year of sorrow, Allah azza wa jal gifted the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with something amazing. This was the night journey, the ascension into the heavens. 1 year before Hijrah. So 1 year before Akka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going to migrate to Madinatul Munawwarah, the Messenger of Allah was 51 years of age. This is the 11th year of prophethood. Allah invited the beloved Habib in the night journey, Al-Isra, the heavenly journey into the heavens and beyond. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was blessed both in the physical state, in the wakeful state, to go on this amazing journey. And it's clear that this couldn't have been a dream or anything else. And inshallah, we will deal with that in great detail a little later on, where we talk about the miracles of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But it was this beautiful night of Mi'raj Park, where Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Shani Mubarak, was shown to the world, and this amazing journey happened, this miraculous journey happened, which had so many lessons in it. The scholars write 18,000 years. And when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left this world, the world stopped. And the scholars say, why did it stop? What happened? Well, what they write is something beautiful. You know the couplet I read at the beginning? Jaan hai wo jahan ki. Jaan hai to jahan hai. The scholars write that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the life and soul of this universe. So when Akka Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on the night journey beyond this universe, the soul had left temporarily and everything froze. When the soul came back, everything started from there again. And this is why the very chain on the door kept exactly the same place. The bed was still warm and everything was there, because the life and soul of the universe had temporarily gone. 18,000 years, the scholars write, and then came back, and the world stayed where it was. During that magnificent journey as well, Allah Azza wa Jal gifted this ummah with the greatest of blessings, the opportunity to prostrate in his court 5 times a day. Yes, namaz was made first, and Akka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought it back, not as a burden, but as a great gift for his ummah. Subhanallah. We're going to go into that more when we come to the miracles of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, we're going to go on to the next part, because Madinatul Munawwara, I'm talking about, you know, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this year and the next year, the migration to Madinatul Munawwara. But I want to give you a bit of background. So Madinatul Munawwara was originally known as Yathrib, and it remained that till Akka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam blessed it, when it was renamed Madinatul Nabi. What a beautiful name. Just the flow of that, Madinatul Nabi, off your lips. Subhanallah. The city of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Allah Azza wa Jal gave the command for Hijrat, Alhamdulillah, Akka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam blessed this beautiful land. And thereafter, it became known as Medina, or Madinatul Munawwara, Alhamdulillah. It was an ancient city inhabited by tribes of Aus and Khazraj. The majority of the people of the two tribes, Aus and Khazraj, they were idol worshippers. Now, they had peace and harmony. The tribes of Aus and Khazraj had lived in peace and harmony until there was an incident. And this was an incident that was to change Arab history for a long time. The scholars write that two leaders, one from each tribe, they went to a lake with their horses for the horses to drink water. And an argument broke out as to whose horses would drink water first. And one said, mine, because I'm bigger and greater and stronger. The other said, no, I'm bigger, greater and stronger. The arrogance, the pride. They had a fight. They killed a few of theirs. They killed a few of theirs. And a enmity broke out. And over the coming century, 120 years, the scholars write, they would kill hundreds and thousands on each side. This was the state of the Arabs at the time. In the 11th year of prophethood, Akka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam came to the plains of Mina. It was Hajj. There, the best of creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, met up with some people from the Khazraj. This was an incident that was going to change history. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for their names, asked for their lineage. Akka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then recited a few beautiful verses of the glorious Quran and invited them to accept Islam. They were moved by this recitation and started to look at each other and said, indeed, This has to be that last and final messenger that the Jews have been talking about and everybody knows about. Therefore, we have to accept. And so, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, they believed and they accepted Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These were great companions. Let me give you some names. Sayyidina Abu Umama, Sayyidina Auf bin Harith, Sayyidina Rafi bin Malik, and Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhum. These were the six from those tribes who accepted Islam. They then went back to their families and they convinced their families and their clans about this new beautiful religion. Through sincere effort of these six individuals, the following year, 12 people came to Mina and they accepted Islam at that time. They also pledged their allegiance in the court of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the first bait, the first oath of allegiance. They requested that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam send somebody with them who could teach the laws of Islam and the message of Islam to the people of Madinatul Munawwarah, Aus and Khazraj and all the people around. What an amazing turn of events. You've got the people of Makkah persecuting the Muslims, and yet now this lead has come where Islam is now starting to flourish in Medina and the people are taking it on board. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appoints somebody truly amazing. There was a young man in Makkah and his life was amazing. He lived a life of luxury. His clothes in those times were worth thousands. Even the fragrances he had were imported at that time. His mother was one of the richest women in Mecca, and he was the prince of Mecca. He lived a life that was truly, you know, a dream life. To the extent that if somebody walked down a street and it smelt nice, they used to say, has Mus'ab bin Umar radiallahu anhu walked down the street? His name was Mus'ab bin Umar. Now then he fell in love. Viewers of Madni Channel, he didn't fall in love with a woman or with wealth or with a car or with a house or with a horse. No. He fell in love with the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. He was invited to Islam. He accepted Islam and became a devotee in the court of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He lived by the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the best dressed man in Mecca. But then when he came into Islam, the persecution started against him as well. His mother said, I'm going to take everything off you. Your perfumes, your fragrances, your clothes, your luxury. He said, mother, you can take everything. Because in Rasulullah, I have found everything. I don't need anything. He gave up this luxury life just to be at the feet of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was one of the first who migrated, amongst the first who migrated and to Abyssinia. And then when he came back, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Masjid Nabawi Sharif, and he comes back and he's wearing rags and his clothes have patches on them, and Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam start to cry and they say, this is my Mus'ab. Look at him. He was the best dressed man in Mecca, and yet look what my love has done to him. Oh subhanallah, what words. This is my Mus'ab and look at what my love has done to him. Gosh, can we do something in the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what has my love done to my devotees? In the world, we look for everything and we sacrifice for everything. What do we sacrifice in the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appoints Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu to accompany them, accompany the people, the Aus and Khazraj, back to Medina. He goes there and he takes up this beautiful Madani work, and he does what Alhamdulillah your beautiful Dawat Islami does, following in the blessed footsteps of our great, great pious predecessors. He goes and to the village by village, door by door, person by person, visiting every house, the scholars write, and everybody he can find of the Ansar, the Aus and Khazraj, the helpers of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as a result of this, every day one or two people start to come into the fold of Islam. People are embracing Islam left, right and center. Islam is spreading quickly. And why wouldn't it be? You now had amongst them a beautiful companion, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there were Muslims now all the way from Madinatul Munawwarah to Quba Sharif. And now we appreciate that when we go now, Quba Sharif is part in, within a few miles of. And that time, obviously, it was a long way out. And yet, all Islam was now spreading such beautifully that there were Muslims in Quba Sharif as well. Leader of the tribe of also Khazraj, Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an exceedingly courageous and influential man, he invites Sayyidina Musa bin Umar and he accepts Islam. And alhamdulillah, once he does so, his entire tribe follow him. So now, mashallah, subhanallah, you know, Islam, you've got a whole tribe, you've got a whole area. So then, second year of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the 13th year of prophethood, at the time of Hajj season, approximately 72 people, individuals, pledged their allegiance at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and promised to sacrifice their lives and their wealth and everything for Islam. They invite the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you bless us in Medina? We would love to have you. But Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time does not accept. And alhamdulillah, it was to come later because there was a bigger master plan here. Sayyidina Bara' bin Azib rose and said, we have been raised in the shade of swords, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you come with us, we will protect you. But the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that no, now is not the time. They then return to their journey. Hearing this, the Messenger of Allah smiles and says, before they go, be assured that your blood is my blood. And believe me, my life and demise shall be with you. Your enemy is my enemy. Your friend is my friend. You are mine and I am yours. Words that should be written in gold. You know why? In theirs was a secret. They'd invited Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Medina to Munawwara. Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that point didn't accept. But look at the words. Be assured that my demise shall be with you. That I'm going to be in that beautiful city of Medina to Munawwara. I'm going to come and I'm going to be with you. You are going to be my beautiful companions. And you are the ones who are going to help me take over the world. So don't worry, you go. And I am coming behind. Allahu Akbar. I am going to light up all the ways and all the paths for you. And then once you reach Medina to Munawwara, I will take care of matters here. And I will bless you. And I will come to this city. And this city will take its place in history with such lightning speed that wherever anybody is all over the world, they will only have one desire in their heart. Ke jana hai Madina mein. I need to go to Medina. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abd bin Zurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu now said to the Ansar while they were offering by in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, my brothers, are you aware of what you are pledging allegiance to? Know well that it is a declaration of war against the Arabs. They responded, yes, we are fully aware. Because basically they knew now that the entire Arabian Peninsula was the enemy of Islam and the enemy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So by pledging an oath of allegiance in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were directly going against all of these people. But look at their courage and bravery. They said, we'll take on the world for this beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appoints 12 leaders and 9 from Khazraj and 3 from Aus. And the Ansar will go to their camps. The following morning, the leaders of the Quraysh come infuriated at the time of Hajj. And they say, we've heard that some of you have accepted Islam. The people they speak to hadn't. So they said, no, we're from Aus and Khazraj. We haven't accepted Islam. They go back. Later they learn that yes, a great number accepted Islam and are heading back towards Madinatul Munawwara. They send a infantry after them and try to capture them because they know that if these people get back, Islam will continue to spread, but they are unsuccessful. Now, Medina had become a place of refuge for Islam. Day by day, its followers were growing. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then makes an announcement and says to the companions, you can now migrate to Madinatul Munawwara. And the first to do, Sayyidina Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala, and then followed by a steady stream of Muslims now migrating. Now the people of Mecca would try and stop them during the day and persecute them. But they would sneak out and hide and go. And alhamdulillah, they knew that in Madinatul Munawwarah now, we would have a peaceful life where we could do the work of the deen of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And he instructed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to stay behind with him. The vision was there, the road was clear. Then, Allahu Akbar, the kuffar meet. I'm looking at the time, this meeting was amazing. Kuffar meet and they concoct a plan. And you know what? That meeting was so important that there was an attendee who you will not believe attended. He attended in the makeup of an old man with wearing rags. And he was there to advise. And he advised the kuffar of Makkah, these evil leaders, these tyrants, these oppressors, these ones who have persecuted the Muslims and killed Muslims. And this leader, all the top brass was there. But to put the icing on the cake, this leader who was going to give them ideas of how to defeat Islam came. Do you know who that was? It was none other than the shaitan himself, Iblis. The scholars write that he attended that meeting and he came to basically give ideas. And that meeting and what happened there, we will have to cover next week. Time has flown. This is the beautiful life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you start to talk about this, time flies. If you live your life in the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before you know it, the angel of death will be there, Jannah will be awaiting you, you get to your grave, or then you see, ke mar ke pahuncha hoon yahan. Is dulruba ke waste in the grave Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the chehra mubarak will be there. You will get the opportunity to see the best of creation. You will be asked, what did you say about this beautiful hasti when you were in the world? And we will say, salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. I wanted to get through a lot more today, but it's just a beautiful story. I don't want to take it too fast, but the kuffar's meeting and then Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's leaving for Madinatul Munawwarah. The events are amazing. The kuffar, they concoct a plan. They surround the house of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what happens next? Wow, amazing. Inshallah, we will continue from there. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the world.
Now, in relation to the Shani Mubarak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is clear that the world was created for the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what about the Day of Judgment? Why was that created? Was it for accountability? Was it to hold us for our deeds? But hang on a minute, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows what we've done. Nothing is hidden from Allah Azza wa Jalla. The system is, the angels, you know, Kiram and Katibin, they write everything down. They write down the good deeds, they write down the bad deeds. They have rules of how they write down as well. And you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you the opportunity. When you do a good deed, it's written down. When you do a bad deed, you get the opportunity to repent. And if you repent in time, it's not even written down or it's erased. That is a beautiful system. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is beyond these systems. He is the creator. He is the all-knowledgeable. Allah Ta'ala, you know, knows everything. So Allah Ta'ala knows deeds and nobody's going to say, Ya Allah, you know, if these are the good deeds, the bad deeds, nobody's going to challenge them. But Allah Azza wa Jalla set up a system, and a beautiful system. And on the Day of Judgment, each one of us, it's going to have to go to a platform of accountability, a scale, and give our accountability. Why all this? You know, why have the entire creation, billions and billions, on the plains of resurrection? Why have these people go to the Prophet and ask them for help? Why have all these people, you know, thirsty on that day and have to drink from somewhere? Why have all these people, you know, walk across a bridge that's thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword? And why have all these people, you know, be eager to get into Jannah and have to wait? Because it could be simple. You die, your deeds are known, and simply you get up on the Day of Judgment, right? You go to Jannah, and it's a 10-minute job. All these good, your deeds were better, you go to Jannah. Your sins were more, you go to the fire. Done. What's this amazing day, you know? It is all about the status of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hassan Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman said, فقط اتنا سبب ہے انعقاد بزم محشر کا کہ ان کی شان محبوبی دکھائی جانے والی ہے. This world was created for the best of creation and آقا کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم's fame has been raised. On the day of judgment, it is again another episode of showing the world how amazing this beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم is, to the extent that Hasan Raza Khan says, the only reason Allah Azza wa Jal wants this magnificent day of judgment is to show the world the true status of the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, keep reciting Durood-e Paak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the easy good deed which will get you success in this world, success in your grave, and success on the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bijahin Nabi Amin sallallahu.
The mercy to the world, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.